Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. Thank you very much for being with me today. Our special guest is my good friend Jim Donovan. Jim is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Let me tell you a little bit more about him. For several decades, Jim has been working with individuals and companies to help them implement strategies for their personal and professional growth. His clients have ranged from giant corporations to small and home-based businesses and professional practices. Jim's column appears in several business magazines, and he was the editor and publisher of the Small Business Gazette and Your Home Business Advisor, publications for small and home-based businesses. He is the author of Jim's Gems, an internationally syndicated newsletter for personal and professional development, which I am a recipient of. And he is also the author of some outstanding books. One is called Handbook to a Happier Life, which we've talked about on this show. And the one that I'm holding in my hand, which is his newest one, and it's called This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. And it's an outstanding book. We've given some of these away. And, Jim, I want to give a couple more of these away this hour. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Nice to be with you again, Jeff.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I know you've been sick this weekend. I appreciate you showing up on the show, even though you've been sick. And that's a real trooper. You're a real trooper, and I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. That's one of the perks of being in your own business. There's no such thing as cold. Who do I call if I call?
That's exactly. I've got a little cartoon right here on my desk, and I've got several of them that I give away sometimes. And it says the woman's standing over the guy, and he's laying in bed. You know, he's obviously sick. She says, "You can't call in sick, Harold. You're self-employed."
Right. Call myself. Leave a voicemail.
That's exactly. Exactly right. I want to give away a couple of copies of your book. You've sent me some, and I thank you very much for that. Folks, let me give you some trivia questions here. These are birthdays. These are all about birthdays. John Steinbeck is one of the great American writers, especially of this century, and he wrote several books, but two of them were very, very famous. One very famous, and what I want to tell you, give me the name of either one of the books that he wrote. Both of them were turned into movies. One of them has the name of has a rodent in the title, and the other one has a fruit in the title. Either one of those. Give me the name of that, and I'll give you a copy of Jim's book. Also, John Connally was born this day, the governor of Texas. What else do we know him for? He's famous for having been somewhere at the wrong time. Also, Ralph Nader's birthday is today. Tell me the name of the automobile that he started out writing about his consumer movement, and what was the name of that automobile? Also, Dinah Shore's birthday is today. When she did her show, her television show, one of her major sponsors was an automobile company, which manufactured also the car that I was talking about with Ralph Nader. Tell me the name of that car company. 888-822-8255. Pick one of those trivia questions, and we'll send you a copy of Jim's book, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. Jim, one of the things that I know you wanted to talk about today is how to maintain the passion in your business after the novelty wears off. And that's such an important point to make. One of the things that I tell people is that if you want to be successful in business, you need the spirit of an entrepreneur, but you better have the heart of a sole proprietor. And what I mean by that is once one of these days, you're going to have to be doing a whole lot of just mundane, everyday things just to keep that business going. There's nothing more. There are no new dragons to slay today. Basically, we've just got to pay the bills and make payroll and handle a bunch of problems. How do you maintain passion when all that happens?
Well, that was the point of my question. That's really a place that everyone gets to sooner or later. That's going to happen to you at some time along the way, probably happen to you on a regular basis. I was recently speaking to a Chamber of Commerce group, and I opened up with that question. I said, who here is passionate and excited about their business? And a lot of people in the room just kind of looked at me, and their heads tilted, because they hadn't thought about that. You know, if you go back, especially if you've been doing this a while, you go back to when you first started, there was an excitement, there was an energy, there was something that was driving you to say, I've got to do this. This has to be done, and I'm the only one that can do it. That level of passion, that level of commitment is what you need to maintain, and you need to get back in touch with that. And maybe what would be a good idea is to go back and reread an original business plan or some of the things that you wrote when you mm-hmm. were first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do this? What was your original purpose when you decided to start doing whatever you're doing? And then, you know, I mean, sometimes we lose sight of that because, like you said, we get caught up in a certain amount of mundane things that we just have to do every day. Or I take packages at the post office. That's not my favorite activity. But I also pick up checks there, so I guess it's better. Works two ways.
Exactly.
But there's a lot of stuff that I do because it needs to be done, and it's not stuff I would necessarily choose to be doing. There are days when I say, I wonder why am I doing this, and I really have to get back from here. I have to go back to why did I start down this path in the first place? What was my ultimate mission? What was my ultimate goal to begin this whole venture?
I don't know how many times I've seen this happen, and there are probably millions of examples of this, where some person had this idea, and you know nobody else thought it was a good idea. Everybody else thought this person was dumb to do it, but they believed in it. They were passionate about it, and they worked hard, and they were smart, and maybe they were even a little bit lucky. But somehow they wound up making it happen. They turned it into a business, and there was so much energy, there was so much excitement, there was so much passion and enthusiasm, and it was so much fun slaying this dragon and building this thing up and doing it in the face of all these odds and overcoming everyone else's objections and getting it done. And now the doors, the signs on the street and the doors open and the products are on the walls and the phones are ringing. And then it's 6 months later, and there are no new dragons to slay. You're just operating along here, and the all that energy. It reminds me, and I use the analogy of making a baby. You know, it's a lot of fun to make a baby, but one of these days that baby's going to show up, and you got diapers to change, you got college funds to save for, you got smart aleck teenagers, and you know, you got all this stuff, and you know, you wonder, you know, why you did this, and you've got to get back, figure out what it was that made you passionate about that. And I want to talk about this some more when we come back, folks. It's 20 after the hour with our good friend Jim Donovan, the author of This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a minute. All right. We are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And our special guest is our very good friend, Jim Donovan, one of the GOAT guys that's been with us a long time. Jim was one of the early guests on the show. He's been a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust for a long time. He was actually one of the original Brain Trust members. He's been a good friend of mine, a good supporter of all the things that we do here. He really, really cares about small business owners and dreamers because, like me, he was one once and is one now, and he's got an outstanding book called This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, Simple Keys to Lifelong Success. I recommend it to you. And I want to give you one more trivia question just in case you didn't like any of those others that I gave you. This is also Ron Howard's birthday, and he used to sing a song on Happy Days that was a trivia question from last week, and that was that it was Fats Domino's birthday last Friday. And Fats Domino had a song that Ron Howard used to sing on Happy Days. I would like to know the name of that song, but more importantly, I want someone to call me and sing the first line or two of that song. Please sing this song on the air that Ron Howard used to sing on Happy Days and Fats Domino made famous back in the 50s. 888-822-8255. Jim, Chuck tells me we have a caller. Who we got, Chuck?
We've got Bernie in Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Bernie. Hi, Bernie.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Say hi to Jim Donovan. I'm sorry?
First-time caller.
Thank you, Bernie, for calling in. Say hi to Jim Donovan.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
I'm great, Bernie. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What can we do for you?
Well, I got some answers for your trivia questions.
Okay, I'm just going to let you answer one of them now, Bernie.
Okay.
Because we've got to let somebody else have some. All
okay.
Right?
Which one would you like?
Well, you pick it. I know. Can you do the John Steinbeck? Are you an intellectual?
Yes, I believe that's Grapes of Wrath.
Good for you. You got? Did you need the tip? Did
No.
you need the hint?
No, I knew. I knew before that.
You knew before that. Well, do you know Do you know the name of the other book that he wrote? But before, actually, 3 years before he wrote Grapes of Wrath.
I do, but I can't. It doesn't come to mind.
Well, now let me give you the hint. There was the title. In the title is a rodent.
I know, and I still can't.
It's right on the tip of your tongue, right?
Yeah, no, I've read both of them, but.
Of Mice and Men.
That's right, Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he was a very prolific writer, one of the great ones.
Yeah.
You got anything for Jim?
No, I just keep up doing a good job, and
thank you.
I'm going to enjoy reading your book.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You mind telling me what you do for a living, Bernie?
I work for the post office.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you a dreamer?
Yeah, I've got a small business at home.
Good for you.
So you
got a little home-based business on the side there, huh?
Yes, I'm hoping to retire in a few years.
All right. Well, you keep listening, and I hope what we do on the show helps you out a little bit.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Bernie. Be sure to stay tuned. So, to stay on so that Chuck can get your address.
I will.
Thanks, Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. All right, Jim, you're bringing them out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Free books do it all the time.
There you go. Well, you know, it happens. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes
free's a good word. That word works a lot.
That's right. That's really exactly right. Well, I'm glad that they like your book. And, you know, every time that I offer your book, I get good response from that.
That's nice. That's a good book, especially for people that are, like this gentleman is working for the post office and wants to build a business on the side. It'll help him stay focused. It'll help him develop his goals and learn how to dream and set some goals and start taking some action toward them.
One of the things that I like about what Bernie's probably got going on is he's going to build his business slowly. If he says he's going to retire in a few years. And, you know, it sounds like to me he's not getting ahead of himself. He's not getting too caught up in his little home-based business. I mean, he's excited about it. I'm sure he's working hard with it. But he recognizes he's sort of pacing himself, I guess maybe would be a good way to say it.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I see people do too often, Jim, is they don't pace themselves. They try to do it all at once. They try to hit a home run and be incredibly successful in the first 6 months that they open their business, and they don't realize that it takes time. If it's worthwhile, it's going to take time, typically, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it does. I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice, though.
Yeah.
And there are probably people listening right now that were downsized on Friday. I know this happened to me many years ago. I was fired on a Friday night at midnight, and they found someone to work for less.
Yep.
And
then happened to
Monday
twice.
Morning, I said, or 2 o'clock in the morning that night, I said, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not going to work for anybody else ever again. That was in 1974.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we are.
Well, I'll tell you, the same thing happened to me twice in 18 months, and I've told that story on the air before.
Yeah.
It was a lot later than that. I was an employee a lot longer after that than you were. Actually, mine happened back in the late 80s.
Yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Folks, got some more things we're going to talk about having the passion for your business after the novelty wears off, and some other things that Jim's got on his mind. 888-822-8255. That's the phone number to call. It is 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is our good friend Jim Donovan. Stay with us. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with us today. 888-822-8255. And our special guest is our good friend Jim Donovan, the author of This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal. And I just realized that I have a pre-press copy of his book that Jim sent me a long time ago to take a look at and make some comments on. And the actual copy of the final book has a different subtitle than I said a minute ago. Let me tell you what that is. The book is called This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, Proven Principles for Creating the Life of Your Dreams by Jim Donovan. And Jim, tell our audience where the book is available for sale.
It's available from my website, jimdonovan.com, which links through to Amazon. You can get it directly from Amazon. You can come through my site and get it from Amazon. It is available to bookstores. It's not fully in distribution in bookstores, but they can order it.
Mm-hmm.
A person can call my 800 number, 1-800-32-HAPPY.
All right.
And order it directly from me, and you get a signed copy that way.
And by the way, folks, his last name is spelled D-O-N-O-V-A-N.
.com,
and that's JimDonovan.com. Jim, Chuck,
by the way, on the website, you can sign up for a free copy of my email newsletter, and there's also the first couple of chapters of the book are there, so a person can read a little bit before they make any commitment.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice use of the web.
That's a great feature there, Jim.
Yeah.
Chuck tells me we have another caller. Who we got, Chuck?
We got Don in Kansas City.
Hi, Don. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Hi, Don.
Hi, say hi to Jim Donovan.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing just fine today. I hope you're doing the same.
I'm getting there.
What's up, Don?
Oh, I called with an answer to one of your questions.
Which one?
Well, how about the dinosaur show?
Yeah, good. Which one?
Was sponsored by Chevrolet.
Okay, you going to sing that for me?
I can't sing it.
Come on, we'll give it a try. Give it a try, Don.
Well,
come on.
I can tell you what the words were, though.
Oh, now I want you to put a little bit of a tune into it, Don.
I cannot carry a tune in the bucket. I won't,
Don,
I won't disgrace your show.
Don, you got your 15 minutes of fame here, Don. You got to go for it. You can't slack on me now.
Not a chance.
Give it a try.
But she said, see the USA in your Chevrolet.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit for that then. Well, you want to answer Nader's question? Ralph Nader made famous.
Well, I can answer it, but I thought you might want to give a chance to somebody else.
Well, let's go. I've got some other questions here. Go ahead and give that one a try since you're talking about it.
He was after the Corvair.
The Corvair, right. The rear engine car there, yeah. All right.
The aluminum engine.
John.
It was an aluminum engine, the Corvair.
Yeah, I remember that one well. Good for you. Way to go, Don. What do you do for a living?
I'm a design engineer.
Yeah.
Self-employed.
Congratulations.
And, you know, you had talked about how things become mundane, and I can certainly empathize with that because there are a number of times when it really gets me down when I have to do things so much for the government, for instance.
Yeah.
There's so many things to comply with and regulations, and if his book's got inspiration, it would certainly be well worthwhile.
Well, it's very inspiring, and let me just read something to you that I wrote about the book here, just to give you an idea, folks. This is Jim asked, was very nice to ask me to review the book and make a comment, and he actually printed what I said, and here's what I said. Sometimes we need to talk to someone who will give us a word of support, an inspirational example, a life-changing principle by which to set a new course, or a kick in the pants. In his book, This Is Your Life, Not a Dress Rehearsal, Jim Donovan does all this and more. This book is an essential small business resource. So that's how I feel about the book. And Don, I know you're going to enjoy it.
I think I will.
What are some things that you have to do? We've been talking about how to maintain the passion in your business. What do you do to keep yourself motivated? How long have you been in business, by the way, for yourself?
Oh, since 1988.
Wow. Well, that sounds like about like me, maybe a year longer. Well, how do you keep things going year after year?
Well, I really enjoy the technical part of my work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always it's like solving wonderful puzzles. You know, when I do the engineering and solve people's problems and solve the problems for my clients, mm-hmm. and come up with new designs. So it's just real intriguing.
Well, it's good that the fundamental thing that you do all the time is still exciting to you, but as you and I both know, and Jim knows, in order to be a small business owner, there's all this other stuff that you got to do so you can keep doing all the creative stuff.
That's right.
How do you deal with all that?
Well, begrudgingly.
Yeah. Well, do you hire any of that out? Jump in here, Jim, if you got any thoughts.
Yeah, that's okay. I want to hear the answer to that one before I say anything.
No, I basically do all of it myself. I do have an accountant which does the formal accounting for me.
Right.
But I have to get everything prepared for him.
Mm-hmm.
There is a tendency among small business people, especially solo entrepreneurs like myself, to put off those things that we don't like to do. And there's a real danger until we get to a point where we realize the way to deal with it is to outsource it, like you said, Jim. Get somebody to take care of it. I would consistently put off typing because I don't type well. I don't like to do it. And what would happen was things would just pile up. I would write a half a book on paper, and it wouldn't be in the computer. And finally, I said, well, this isn't going to work. And I found somebody to do. What I do now is I put things on audio tape, and I mail it to someone. She sends it back to me as an email attachment. So we have this great thing going. This person transcribes my book. She does mailing lists, whatever I need done. And now it gets done because I was willing to let go of it. You know, we have this, as entrepreneurs, we have this tendency to control everything and think, well, I have to do it. No, you don't. Find someone to help you with the things that you really don't like to do.
Exactly. Don, I've got another question for you. Can you hang on for a little bit longer?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. 888-822-8255. Folks, that's our phone number on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 39 after the hour. Our special guest is Jim Donovan, and our caller is Don. He's going to hang on just a little bit longer. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 44 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and the guy with the sniffles is our good friend Jim Donovan.
I'll make it. I'll get through this.
What a trooper, folks. He's sick. He doesn't feel well, but he made it on the show anyway, and I appreciate that. 888-822-8255. And Donnie, you still with us? Don had to go. Well, one of the things that I, Jim, one of the things that I want to talk to Don about, Don said he was a design engineer, and I wanted to, one of the things that I wanted to mention about what he does is I'm presuming that he is a person who does outsource work for corporations. Doesn't it sound like that's what he does?
Probably to a degree. Or,
yeah.
Well, he said working with people to help them realize their dreams.
Exactly.
He's probably doing some personal kind of stuff, too.
But he may not be, he probably doesn't have a storefront. He probably,
right.
Sounds like he probably works out of his home.
Sure.
And you said something earlier about going back and rereading your business plan. A lot of people who are what really are they're small business persons. I call them small business owners because I know that they are, but they're also categorized often as independent contractors.
Right.
There are millions of people out there in America and really worldwide who are independent contractors, and that's what they think of themselves first as.
Uh-huh.
And then I talk to them. I remind them, I convince them sometimes I have to, that they're small business owners. And
sure.
Don, are you there? Don, are you there?
Yes.
Good. Thanks for coming back. And I don't know whether you were able to hear how I characterize how you make your living, but I was just saying that I think that you are what a lot of people call an independent contractor.
That's true.
Okay. Now, Jim said something earlier in the hour about one of the ways to get the excitement back, to get the passion back, is to go back and read your business plan. A lot of independent contractors, because of the way they make their living, they didn't really write a business plan, even though they probably should have, but they didn't really write it down. They basically got downsized, and 3 days later they went back to work for that company or another company as an independent contractor. And maybe they've got 10 or 12 companies they work for, but they're still an independent contractor. One of the things that I tell people, if you're having trouble appreciating yourself, the phone hasn't rang lately or whatever, individuals, go sit down and write your resume. Update your resume. Write everything that you know about yourself that you know how to do. Get it down fresh and new, and I think when you do that, you'll have a new appreciation for yourself, and it'll get you back up a little bit. What do you think, Don?
That sounds like a good idea. Yes, definitely. Because I think oftentimes people tend to forget what all their talents are, and that can certainly be a good pat on the back.
Right, exactly. And the thing is if you're an independent contractor, Don, and you know this, when all this is going on, when you're feeling like, you know, nobody loves you anymore, you're all alone, aren't you? I mean, you're sitting there in your home-based office all alone.
That's true.
And the walls start closing in a little bit, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah. And Jim and Don, I wanted you to hear this. Jim, you have a little technique that you've developed that adds on to this. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about that?
Yeah, it's something that I was playing with the other day, and it will become an exercise probably in a seminar or book or something that I'm doing. Basically, it starts out with the sentence, "I have successfully blank." And I was doing this on a train. I went back to somewhere in high school, and I started writing down everything that I've successfully done since high school. It's a really good exercise if you're having the kind of day where you don't feel like you're getting anywhere or things aren't going your way, and it's like, well, maybe I'm just a failure. I mean, we all go through these downs.
Yeah, you've had two or three things where you actually made a mistake or two.
I've made a couple.
Once
or twice, yeah. Today, you mean? No, it's
well,
too early today.
Let's
I haven't
do
made
some
too
of those.
Yet.
Let's
I've
do some of those, Jim.
Funny.
Let's do some of those. Give us one or two that you've done.
Well, I graduated from high school. I learned how to play the guitar.
Now, let's say the thing. Do the little word.
I successfully graduated from high school. I successfully learned how to play the guitar. I successfully learned how to play basketball.
Okay.
And you just keep on going. Well, this kid, I successfully get through basic training. That was a fun 8 weeks.
Don?
Yeah, and you get to feel better as you do these things. You see how many things you've actually done in your life.
Now, what I'd like to suggest, Don, is that when you do it, you do it slowly, like this. Because I want you to think about this yourself. I want you to internalize this. And Don, I want you to be thinking about what you're going to say. I have, and this is me saying this, Jim Blessingame, I have successfully graduated from college. I have successfully learned how to play the guitar. I have successfully learned how to fly an airplane. Don, now you, anything.
I'm drawing real blank, unbelievably.
Well, you're a design engineer. How did you learn how to do that?
Well, I successfully graduated from college.
Okay.
Plus, I self-educated myself after school to build upon the basics.
All right. You would say, I have successfully learned how to be an independent contractor, a small business owner.
If you do this on paper, you'll start to discover all kinds of things that through your wretched life that you've successfully done.
Yeah. Now, Don, I want you to work on that. If you're having trouble drawing, if you're drawing a blank, then you're not getting with the program. I want you to work on that. You need to do that.
I certainly will.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot. Thanks for coming back, okay?
Thank you.
And don't forget you're my hero, Don.
Thanks, Don.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break. It's 50 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Donovan is our special guest. Stay with us. Okay, we're back. 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, the well one. The sick one is Jim Donovan. And I'm only pointing that out, Jim. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm only pointing that out because I want people to know what a trooper you are. He's the guy with
it sounds so strange.
He's the guy that's doing all the sneezing and the sniffling and everything. But this guy's a real trooper. And, Jim, I appreciate it. I want you to tell our audience one more time how to get your book.
Well, they can get it from my website at www.jimdonovan.com. That's JimDonovan.com. They can call 1-800-32-HAPPY. And get it directly from us.
I love that number. It's 1-800-32-HAPPY.
Well, that comes from the first book, Handbook to Happy.
I know. I remember that.
And also, they can get it. The bookstores will order it. Some of the stores are starting to get it now. It's just come out. It's in the process of being released. Brand new. And it's got some really great stuff. I've gotten wonderful feedback. It's just simple. It's like my other books. It's simple stuff to help people.
And I want to get my website out for a minute, folks. I think I may have forgotten to earlier in the hour. It's www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim, let's talk about, we just got a minute or two till we wrap up the hour. Let's take just a minute and talk about change. Change is something that we all know is happening to everybody. It happens to all of us all the time in all parts of our life, but it's not easy. A lot of us resist change. I'm one of these guys that continued to wear my button-down collar shirts, Oxford cloth shirts, in the 70s, long after they'd gone out of style. You know, I kept getting my mother or my wife to turn the collar when they'd wear off.
Still have a leisure suit, right?
No, I never had a leisure. I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't go that far.
Okay, just checking.
But the Oxford cloth button-down shirts, I didn't want to do without those. I didn't like the fact that fashion had changed away from my shirt.
Well, you know, I wrote about this somewhere that it strikes me as totally insane that we resist change because everything in the universe, including ourselves, is constantly changing.
Right.
Every cell in your body is changing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your entire physical being recreates itself about every 7 years. And there is when I speak to business groups, I try to touch on the idea that whether you like change or not has nothing to do with the change.
Right.
Whatever's changing doesn't care about your opinion of it. It's just changing.
That's right.
And we have to learn how to benefit from that. We have to learn how to turn that around. And especially small business and independent business people can look at a change and say, how can I benefit? Look at what the Internet has done to small business.
Yeah.
And people who are early adapters like yourself who said, how can I use this technology? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you're in the same game as a major corporation because you're able to utilize the change that's going on in the technology and the changes that are taking place.
Right.
And a lot of times, the change that's happening presents an opportunity. I remember a story of one of the stockbrokers who shut down their printing company. They shut down their in-house printing plant. They didn't stop printing. They just stopped doing it in-house.
Mm-hmm.
That opened the door for someone to come through the door and take over the printing business.
Right.
A lot of companies shut down their travel departments. My place my wife was working shut down to corporate travel.
Right.
They didn't stop traveling. They just outsourced it to another company.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this change that's happening, a lot of the turmoil that's taking place, especially in corporate America, is creating huge opportunity for the independent business person that's thinking on their feet.
And there's no question about it. And, folks, if you're having trouble dealing with change, work on your spirit. Jim, I think that your spirit has more to do with how you feel about change than anything else.
Sure. You just have to write it. You just have to say, hey, I'm going and I'm going with this. And I'll make the best. You know, if you get lemons, make lemonade.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Because, don't forget, this is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal, right, Jim?
That's right.
How you like the way I got that in there at the end?
You're getting really good at this stuff.
Hey, Jim, I got to wrap it up. And as always, you did a great job. Thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
And I hope you feel better.
Talk to you later.
All right, folks, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners like Bernie and Don. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.